Today is Saturday, June 16th, 2018, and this...
I love Vegas!
Yolanda, it's 9 in the morning. Are you just getting in now?
Me and these boots been out all night! Did you know they give you free drinks when you gamble?
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 650.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you think that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you this evening?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm just fine. So, what would you like to talk about?
Well, I'd like to start by discussing a beverage that I had this evening at a local bar.
Do tell.
Well,
it was a shocking development.
It was a shocking development. Some of you may have gone to Cosmopolitan, the Chandelier Bar, and had a verbena, which is a drink with a Szechuan button that you eat, and it makes your mouth all tingly.
That is an accurate description.
So we're dining at one of our local establishments. It was Tavern Grill. And
there are several locations in the Twin Cities.
Yes. And I looked at the menu, and I was in shock because there was something called the verbena buzz button.
Yes, there was.
And I said, I must try this. And I did, for science.
It was a little different than the verbena at Cosmo.
Yep. The Szechuan buttons were the same.
Yes. The drink was kind of it was similar, but it was more...
It was more of a margarita.
Right.
So it had tequila and Cointreau and simple syrup and sweet and sour. And yeah, it was very margarita-like.
Yeah, a little bit more. I mean, the verbena in Vegas is margarita-like, but not quite. This one is pretty much a margarita. Yeah.
I think the one in Vegas is a little sweeter because it's got some vanilla simple syrup going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this?
I'm excited about this.
I have mixed feelings about this.
Yeah?
Yes.
At the same time, it doesn't feel like you're in Vegas when you have one.
No, of course it doesn't. I was shocked at seeing this because I've never seen it or heard of it being available anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some things I like being reserved for Las Vegas. I don't necessarily want them available here because they're not as special if they're available elsewhere.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like, I don't know.
Hmm.
Like if that becomes...
What if it becomes like a national thing?
Right. It loses all Vegasness then.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not as special. So... I don't know. I have mixed feelings about it. I don't know.
Well, if you live in Minnesota and you can't make it to Las Vegas,
yes,
and you need to scratch the itch a little bit, is it kind of like when you go to a local casino just to gamble?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, you're trying to get a little taste of Las Vegas and ultimately you're
going to be disappointed.
Yeah, it may or may not help. So yeah, the locations are Edina on France Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Woodbury, Blaine, and Arden Hills, I believe, for the Tavern Grill locations. Mm-hmm. So it's a good place.
Yeah, and they have delicious food.
Yep. All right, so that was a shocking development this evening. Mm-hmm. You know what? Since we're already off the rails, I'm going to ask you, this is very unprofessional of me. I'm going to ask you to indulge me here. As you know, as part of the Vegas nerdery that we take part in and this podcast, I often will... spend ridiculous amounts of time doing things like combing through trademark filings and watching different governmental meetings and things like that. And just before the show, I was finally getting caught up on this week's Planning Commission meeting because one of the things that was being discussed there is the 18 Fremont Project. And I didn't get a chance to finish And there's I'm just at the part where there's comments from citizens on the project, and they can get up, as you know, you've seen city council meetings before. Mm-hmm. This is not city council, that'll come in a month, but planning commission, same deal. People can get up and speak for or against a project and say why. And I'm really into this, and I just, if you don't mind, I'd like to multitask and maybe listen to a little bit of the commenting.
Sure.
And maybe people find it interesting. You know, it's related to what we do. So, where I left off here, there was a gentleman, he's actually the president of the performers union. Of the
street performers?
The street performers in Fremont. So I'm curious what he has to say here.
And we opposed this application due to inadequate notice under Las Vegas Municipal Code, Section 5D.
Oh, fascinating.
All postings for this meeting on May 8th, this original meeting, were posted on closed sidewalks.
What?
I contacted Brad Jerbick and I believe Paul Bangington of the Planning Commission. And they said there was no violation of NRS or Las Vegas Municipal Code. However, upon researching that, it was in violation for proper notice. It constitutes inadequate notice.
How dare they?
And the choices the commission has, according to Las Vegas Municipal Code, is abeyance or denial of the application. We would like to ask you to deny the application and make the applicant reapply and post the notice adequately to the public, preferably on Fremont Street Mall itself.
Isn't this great stuff?
The public can have proper input on this, because they were denied that by the signs being posted on a closed sidewalk.
This is what local government is all about, the citizen getting up mm-hmm. and having their say. And he's getting that chance.
We have videotape, we have photographs, and this was done deliberately because the applicant is not a friend of the Las Vegas community. He's attempting to operate a monopoly on Fremont Street. And I handled the Albertsons Lucky's case in 1998.
Sir, this is a land use matter. So
that's right.
And you made your comment clear about the notification. Do you have anything in regards to the land use matter or not?
Land use matter, I think, is problematic to public safety. They're asking for a building that's twice as high as it would normally be. How come other casinos haven't been granted this or been able to ask for this?
Because none have been built.
The applicant, from what I understand, will have almost 80% ownership on Fremont Street Experience, which is in violation of Federal Trade Commission rules.
No and no.
Math might be a little off there.
I handled a case in 1998 with Albertsons and Lucky's, where Lucky's had to divest.
Sir, this isn't about your past cases and your
resume. Well, this is about the whole big picture. The applicant hasn't given...
I want to know directly about this project.
Okay,
and
now let's go back to that. The signage was not adequately hung to the public.
Okay, well,
the signage was not well
hung.
He's made
his point. I love these. I geek out on these meetings. Now you can see why. This is the excitement you get from watching city government meetings.
Mm-hmm.
You get so. I don't know. Maybe we'll check in with that again a little while later. Hear what some of the other citizens have to say. 80%. I didn't realize that Derek had an 80% monopoly on Fremont Street.
Hmm.
Seems a little high to me. I'm not really good with math, nor is that gentleman, apparently. All right, so before we jump into some news, let's thank a few people. This podcast is listener-supported by Patreon patrons, including Paul... I'm not even going to get that name right. Paul Marinin. There we go. That's not that hard. Chris Hall. Sarah Courier. Mara Fitter. Eric. Nick and Michelle Castle. Oh, that Nick Castle's a hell of a guy. Not so sure about his wife, though. And John B.
She's wonderful.
I know. I'm just kidding. We're buddies. Just thank you very much for supporting the show. We do appreciate it. If you want to support the show on a monthly basis, you'll get some bonus content as our way of saying thank you. We need to get a chat scheduled. I think we were planning on doing that sometime in early July.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we'll do that here in a couple weeks.
Okay.
We'll get that figured out. All right. Patreon.com/500 for details. And thank you so much to all of our supporters. We do appreciate it. Okay. There's been so much development at Wynn Las Vegas lately surrounding the golf course and the new frontier land. Well, there's not development yet, but speculation on development that we have not really talked much or paid much attention to a more immediate redevelopment that is going on there, namely Wynn Plaza. That is a new shopping addition going on the strip frontage of Wynn Las Vegas. And, oh, you know what? Since we're doing this, what the hell? Haven't used this in a long time. There we go. We're just going to do the short version all tonight. Right. So this week they announced a bunch of the tenants that are going to be included as part of the Wynn Plaza project. So I thought I would go through and share them with you, and you can comment if you choose.
I read the list and then don't really have a lot of commentary, okay. Except for the second one, which is really more your commentary.
Okay, so there's a couple restaurants included. One of them is, we already discussed these briefly when it first came out, Cipriani, which is an Italian restaurant. The other one is Earth Cafe, Earth spelled U-R-T-H. There are a couple locations in California. They are it's a coffee shop. They have food too, straight from their website. Organic heirloom coffee. I don't know what the fuck that means. Organic coffee and farm to table, local sustainable salads, sandwiches, soups, et cetera, et cetera. So it's got all that bullshit. Such a load of fucking horse shit. All of that.
Mm-hmm. Like, and?
Because there's a lot of people who, like, oh, okay, well, that sounds good for everybody. Let's go there. It's just PR horse shit. Fuck, I hate all these places. No, this is weird. Soul Cycle, which is an exercise, a workout place. They have, like, indoor stationary bikes, and you go in for a 45-minute workout. Kind of weird to have that in this type of mall, because it's an upscale, as you'll hear from all the others. It's an upscale mall, so to have an exercise place in there seems a little odd. But whatever. The rest of them are all clothing and accessories and shoes and jewelry and bullshit like that. I'm not familiar with most of them.
Same.
Celine. Mm-hmm. Balmain. I'm sure I'm pronouncing some of these wrong. Is it just low?
I guess.
With some extra E's in there?
Sure.
James Perse. Cotton Citizen. There's somebody who's laughing right now going, he doesn't know anything. Marie-France Van Damme. She, of course, is married to Jean-Claude Van Damme. I have no idea if that's true. I'm assuming not. Vitra Eyewear. Stella McCartney. Ketone. Omega. Rimowa. Why am I doing this to myself? Why did I make this list? Breitling. Le Labo. I guess that's it. That's all we have right now. Mm-hmm. I've not heard of most of those. And it doesn't matter. I know what kind of stores these are.
Yeah.
The same that you see at the other Wynn shop areas and Bellagio.
We're just going to keep walking by as we go to the casino.
Upscale shops where we will not...
We'll not be purchasing anything.
It's out of our price range and our level of snobbery.
We'll occasionally make fun of the outfits in the window because sometimes they have some wacky, unwearable shit.
It's true.
That's about it.
So if you're looking for more upscale shopping, there's going to be plenty available at Wynn Plaza. Most of us, it will be walkthrough territory.
Mm-hmm.
They're planning to open Wynn Plaza in October of 2018. So if you're excited about any of these shops, if you want some organic, sustainable fucking heirloom, what is heirloom coffee?
I don't know.
I fucking hate all this. I've said it before, and I'm sure I'll say it many times again. There's no industry that's farther up their own asses than the food and beverage industries with their descriptions of everything. They're just so fucking pleased with themselves. Patting themselves on the back over there. You know what I need? You know what'll make me feel better?
What?
Checking in with the planning commission meeting and seeing what other people who are commenting have to say.
Okay.
It's always good for citizens to get up and speak their mind. And let's hear from
Is
this.
It?
Well, we'll find out. We've got two more gentlemen who are lined up and ready to go when we left off. Let's check in with this guy.
All right, so a 600,000 square foot nightclub, which estimated occupancy permit would probably be about 20...
Sir, if you could pull your mouth away, about right there.
20,000 people attending a nightclub. And we do know that nightclubs often turn into fight clubs. The atmosphere on Fremont Street Experience right now is pretty leisurely, and yes, there's bands, but it's the kinds of bands that mostly have old school and timeless rock and other classics where people just dance when they're not there to fight and get drunk. So I'm just trying to visualize 20...
Whoops. Damn it.
All right, so a 600,000 square
technology.
Foot nightclub.
Okay, we're going to jump ahead. Sorry about that.
Where tourists regularly take their kids out, anywhere from a stroller to a toddler to a kid, and I can envision two boozing brawlers spilling out into the pedestrian mall.
Dangerous.
And collapsing on top of a toddler carrier. On the Las Vegas Strip until 2012, clubs were not even allowed on the Strip because of this very reason, because fights in nightclubs spill over onto the sidewalks, which will diminish the public safety significantly.
I think you made your point clear on that, and I will comment on that here in a minute.
Okay.
Nightclubs turn into fight clubs.
And then, could you pull your mouth off of the microphone, sir? I feel bad for the people at the commission meeting, because you know they deal with this shit every fucking week.
Oh.
Or every month, however often they meet, every month. So the deal is they're not going to have a nightclub at 18 Fremont, from my understanding.
But they had to get a nightclub permit
for any music.
For live music.
Yeah, so that's why they had to cover any public areas where they want to have music. It's 600,000 square feet. They're obviously not going to have a nightclub that's 600,000 square feet. But
right.
this gentleman is convinced they're going to have a 20,000 capacity nightclub.
And people are going to spill over into the streets and start fights and land on children.
I'm so glad these guys get to get up and say their piece and make these valid points. For all to hear. I'm going to talk about 18 Fremont here and this meeting in a minute, but I just want to hear this last gentleman. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
I know it's very unprofessional of me to be multitasking in this completely unplanned bit that we're doing here.
The foot massage or massage parlor of 7,865 feet, all encompassing that, since business interests are planning this in the hopes and in concert with brothel owner Dennis Hoffs to get elected at the state capitol and his drive to legalize prostitution. And once that happens, a foot massage parlor can convert to a full legal brothel on Fremont Street.
What?
Well, we do not want that on Fremont Street, but that is the applicant's intention, to take advantage of legalized prostitution on Fremont Street.
Sir, we're not. I think we're getting a little off subject. I mean,
it's off subject, but the massage parlor, the massage things, foot massage, all.
It's a spa. We have massage parlors all over this town. I don't want to get in a debate over if this is a massage parlor or brothel, but brothels are illegal in Clark County and the city of Las Vegas, and business licensing would shut them down immediately.
Dennis Hoff is going up for election for the Capitol this November.
Whatever happens in the future, but we're actually talking about a land use matter today.
All right. I just wanted to bring
it up. But have you had any other comments?
Oh, that's good stuff. Oh.
Did they protest the Golden Nugget Spa when that was?
I'm sure they did. I really, if these guys don't show up again for the city council meeting in a month, I'm going to be so disappointed. I can't wait to hear what else they have to talk about.
Oh, my God.
So, yes, I do this for you, my beloved listeners. I sit through these meetings.
Normally, do this for your own entertainment,
They're normally too. Not as this comedy-packed as that one was, but the commenters, I'm like, I have to share this joy with our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to have a massage license to have a spa, because there are massage services mm-hmm. offered, and that gentleman is convinced, even though it's illegal in Clark County, that they're going to make it a brothel.
Huh, uh-huh.
So see, again, logic. A lot of logic coming from the commenters. Since we're talking about it, the reason I was watching that is in hopes that they're like, you know how I am, I'm a dork for this stuff, so I'm like, oh, maybe there will be a rendering we haven't seen yet and I get a screenshot, you know, just that kind of there wasn't that. The only information that we haven't discussed yet that I thought was kind of interesting is related to their parking garage, of all things, across the main street from the 18 Fremont development. And they mentioned that the first level of that is going to be a transit hub. And what they mean by that is this is the first, well, depending on what opens on the strip between now and then, it's going to be one of the first resorts in Las Vegas developed since the rideshare era began.
Mm-hmm.
So they are building that first level of the parking garage with not only cab drop-offs in mind, but also Uber and Lyft and tour buses and any other kind of transportation that would be coming and going. So I don't know exactly what they're going to have in mind as far as the rideshare setup, but it's going to be thought out rather than an afterthought like all of the existing resorts.
Yeah.
And then all the people who get dropped off over there will go up one level and across the umbilical hallway to the second level casino. So people who questioned the logistics of having a second level casino like they do at the D, they're going to get plenty of foot traffic because everybody who gets dropped off is going to be coming in that level, or everybody who leaves to get a car is going to be going across that level. So that's how that's going to work. So that's what we know. That's the new stuff for 18 Fremont. Not much. Maybe there'll be more during the city council meeting if there are questions from the council members or something. But
could they cross the street too, or are they trying to direct traffic?
I think they're going to try to direct them up. It probably depends how the parking garage is set up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they're dropped off in such a manner that it's not right by Main Street, back a little bit, they might be able to, I suspect they're going to funnel all the pedestrians up.
A butt funnel?
Up and over. Not a butt funnel. Well, yeah, I suppose. A butt and rest of them funnel. Probably try to get them upstairs and through the designated walkways. So I'm guessing they're not going to want a lot of, the city wouldn't want a lot of extra foot traffic crossing the street just because of the safety issues.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it. I think the only automobile traffic as far as drop-offs right at the hotel itself instead of across the street will probably be valet. I think that's right there. But again, we haven't seen the plans. This is all just speculation based on the bits and pieces that have been included for the city to approve. So there you have it. The Planning Commission did approve everything, and then what that means is it goes forward and the city council will look at it after the Planning Commission, and then that's it. And then they will be developing and building and great stuff. I'm looking forward to the some of the stuff on the strip that's in development. A lot of they go before the county commissioners. It's a similar process, but it's different governmental bodies. Those meetings, I don't know if they broadcast them all like this. I think I've watched some of those. So I would hope that at some point we get to see some of the details related to Resorts World, since they're already building that one. Anyway, but some of those plans, I think like those plans have already been, some of them have already been approved.
Hmm.
I don't know. It's a whole different process on the county side versus the city side. So, right. Moving along, a couple entertainment notes and then we'll get to some calls as well. There's a show that's been playing at Palazzo for a couple years called Boz, a musical tour de force. It was called something else before that. I can't remember what. Boz, a Starlight Fantasy or some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's closing on July 29th, according to the Review Journal. You might recall they initially had a short run at Mandalay Bay at the Delight Nightclub, and then it didn't last long there. They moved over to Palazzo, and it's been there for 2 years. This is a musical based on the films of Baz Luhrmann, including Great Gatsby, Moulin Rouge, and Romeo and Juliet. I forgot that it existed. Haven't heard much about it.
Nope.
Haven't had many reviews. Once in a while, it would come up on the Facebook group. Someone would say, has anybody seen this? And there'd be like two people who said, oh yeah, it was good. Then I'd forget about it again.
Mm.
So it's going away July 29th. If you've had a desire to see this, your time is limited. Go see it now. And finally, if I can find this.
Rumor Watch. It could be true, but it's probably bullshit.
All right, this is an ongoing rumor. Last year, we talked about this a bit. The prospects of having a Boy George residency in Las Vegas. There were swirling rumors about that. I think for a while, it involved him teaming up with Cyndi Lauper and doing a show together. And then for a while, it was just him. Those rumors died out by the end of 2017. But thanks to me at this very moment, they are back. And here's what happened. I was perusing my TiVo listings. I have a thing set up for Vegas shows, and I mm-hmm. scan it every week or two for upcoming episodes that have Vegas in the description.
That you haven't seen.
Yes. A lot of them are episodes of Cops and like bull riding and all this stuff that happens in Las Vegas. It's kind of tedious to scan through it sometimes. I'm looking for those old nuggets, those sitcoms mm-hmm. from like the 80s that I haven't seen before. Once in a while, something will pop up. The other thing that shows up are talk shows where they have guests who are doing something Vegas related. And apparently Steve Harvey, he's the Black Ryan Seacrest, meaning that he has like 47 shows mm-hmm. and I don't watch any of them. he has a talk show. It must be great because it airs here at 3 a.m., Did you have any idea Steve Harvey had a talk show?
I did not. I thought he was busy like hosting pageants and doing Family Feud and stuff.
And he's got some kids show.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got a lot of stuff. Thing. Anyway, yeah. He has a talk show. It's called Steve, because that's his name. Anyway, in the description for Monday's episode of Steve, there might be an exclamation point in Steve. I'm not 100% certain. It said that Boy George would be a guest. And the description said, Boy George promotes his Las Vegas residency.
So you hit plan to record on that right away.
I did. So, yeah, I'm not staying up till 3 a.m. on Monday to watch Steve. I can guarantee that. But
and you're not setting up a season pass either.
Actually, word may come out before 3 a.m. because in other cities it airs in the afternoon. So we might begin hearing sometime on Monday if there was an announcement. I don't know that for sure, but I'm assuming based on that description that Boy George is going to say, hey, by the way, I've got a residency in Vegas coming up. Mm-hmm. Now, he's on tour with Culture Club through the end of 2018, so I guess it wouldn't start until next year. It would be weird for him to perform in Las Vegas while also touring. That wouldn't really work.
No.
Culture Club's not going to continue without Boy George.
No.
That wouldn't make any sense. So we will keep you abreast of this rumor. It may not be rumor next, in 2 days, it might not be a rumor. It might be fact. But right now it's still a rumor. That's how rumors work.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So there you have it. Boy George, maybe. All right. Moving along. We got some phone calls, but first, auto slash, you'll save some cash. You know, we've got that catchy little jingle.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, I've had a couple people tweet me and say, hey, what's the name of that new sponsor of yours? How is that not stuck in your head?
I don't know.
It's our catchy little, I think it's the most, it's perfect jingle. Short, catchy,
good.
Memorable. Not just the lyrics, the song, which you came up with, words and music by, we're like,
words by you, music by me.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
We've got like a Bernie Taupin, Elton John thing going here.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Auto Slash is awesome. We're so happy to have them sponsoring the show. They do great things. They help you save money on rental cars. All you need to do, it's very easy. If you haven't figured it out now from my description, I'm going to go through it again. You go to autoslash.com. Why do you go there? Because that's their website. It would be weird to go to another website because it wouldn't be theirs. You give them the dates where you want to rent a car. You tell them what kind of car you want to rent. I want a basic little, you know, Prius shitbox that fits like half a person, all the way up to I want a luxury SUV that's going to allow me to drive in comfort like I'm on my sofa, and everything in between. You can get your PT Cruiser. You don't specify brand, but you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you go with, what is the PT Cruiser classification?
I don't even know.
Like whatever's left. Anyway, they've got all these different options for types of car. And you let them know what you want, when you want it, and they will do their magic. They will check hundreds and hundreds of coupon codes and discount codes from all across the internet. They will check the different membership organizations you have, like Costco and AAA and AARP, or type of credit card that you have you can check off. If you're a member of frequent flyer programs or different rental car programs, they will check all that. They're going to get the best rate. They're going to find it for you. You're going to get an email from them that says, here's what we came up with. And you're going to go, shit, that's cheaper than I've found on my own. I'm going to book it through Auto Slash. It's great. They're going to save you money. I've mentioned it many times on the show in the last few weeks. I've run tests against some of the other sites, and Auto Slash always comes up as the cheapest option in my experience, and I think you'll have a similar experience as well. If you've already booked a rental car, you can give your details to Auto Slash through their website, and they will keep an eye on it, and they'll keep an eye on your dates and what you're renting, and if a lower rate comes up, which it probably will, they will let you know so you can rebook it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really great. It's an awesome thing, and we're happy that they're our sponsor. So check out autoslash.com and use them because they're supporting this podcast and they're going to save you money. Hooray.
Hey.
All right. Phone calls from you, our listeners. This is your chance to chime in, just like those people in Las Vegas, except for your calls are pretty, most of the time, I'd say.
They make sense.
More intelligent than those. They're well thought out. They're well researched.
Mm-hmm.
They're not throwing out 80% numbers that aren't true, and I really need to watch less city government, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Are you worrying about me?
I am worrying about me. I'm worrying about you for a couple reasons.
We'll list them later. Let's start off with this phone call.
Hey, Tim and Michelle, this is Tiger, and we're hanging out in Vegas with Trip Report. Right now we're at the Plaza, and we're going to head over to the Wick Casino in a minute. I don't know, we might be a little drunk, a little stoned, but all of a sudden what came to us was, who is short shorts. The wind wears short shorts. If you dare wear short shorts, you'll lose your resort.
Bye. We're really embarrassed now.
As you should be. Thank you for sharing that with us, though.
I didn't expect it to go that direction.
No, none of us did. All right. I love those drunk calls from our listeners when they think, you know what would be really funny?
but it was funny at the time.
Thank you for amusing us. All right, moving along.
Timmy. Michelle. It's your drunken friend from Vegas that called in March with the Oompa Loompas. And then, so I can't use the words, subsequently called on our limo ride to the Vegas Golden Knights. But I was listening to your latest show. And I just wanted to share because you popped a nice memory in my head. My favorite part, or one of my favorite parts, I should say, of Vegas, is when I get off the plane, when I just arrive, and I get to look at all the dejected looks and the tired looks of people waiting to get back on their plane. And I just wanted to share that. But and
you know what? There's a discussion about this on the Facebook group just the other day.
Yeah.
And it was from someone who was experiencing the opposite of that.
Hmm.
Where they're getting on the plane and they're looking at the happy people coming off the plane and they're remembering when they were one of those happy people and now they were not, to which I proclaimed the circle of Las Vegas life. We've all been there. It's much more pleasant getting off the plane than getting back on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, continue on.
And also, then I was pulling into my garage and you guys start talking about the shower of death, basically. The half plane of glass shower. Well, I don't know if they have it in Vegas. I still need to listen to the rest of the episode. But in Europe, they're like 3 feet off the ground as well. So if you spray water into the bathroom, then you got to make sure that you're not going to slip on it when you're getting out of the damn shower. It's just ridiculous. It's like they're trying to get rid of old people or something. I don't know. But anyway, love the show. Love you guys.
Want
to share.
We have a follow-up call.
I'm not telling you my name. You got to figure it out. Talk to you later.
Oh, yeah.
One more. Two more things, actually. Forgot. With the underground speakeasy, if you don't have Instagram, is there any other way to get the password? And then also, now I'm going to go in and turn on my slot machine and try to get a Royal there because I can't get a Royal out in Vegas. Figure I'll pop my Royal Cherry here in Minnesota and then head on out there and it's going to be like second nature. Okay. Bye-bye now.
Okay. Step one would be playing on a video poker machine and not a slot machine.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the underground password, yes. There is an alternate option if you don't have Instagram.
And what is that?
Snapchat.
Oh.
So I'm assuming that if you don't have Instagram, you're probably not going to have Snapchat. So those are the two places to get the password. They're free. You can sign up for one of them for free. Now, if you have a flip phone or something, you're probably out of luck.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the two locations that they are currently sharing the password. And
how do you feel about Snapchat?
I forget that it exists. I haven't used it or looked at it in ages.
Same here.
Yeah, it's not for me. I'm not in there targeting, you know, things.
You're not a millennial or younger.
I don't know. I don't know who that's for, but it's not me. I tried. I tried to get it
It's for the youth.
Out,
and I am just, not a youth.
I didn't enjoy it. I didn't enjoy this experience. It has the worst.
I hate the filters.
The filters.
They creep me out.
I don't like the whole experience of trying to use it. It's not logical.
Intuitive, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it is for a different generation. Maybe that means we're old.
Oh, well, I know that. I know. I've Facebook and Twitter,
mm-hmm.
and Instagram. Beyond that, I'm not looking for a lot of new social media outlets. I don't feel like I need anything else. I don't know. I like when new ones come along every so often. Well, they come along all the time. But every so often, there's one that catches a little bit of buzz,
mm-hmm.
and there's all this proclamation about, oh, this is the new Twitter.
Whatever.
And once in a while, I go, oh, I better check that out. There was one a couple years ago. It was called, Peach. Or some shit like that.
I remember
that.
Peach, yeah.
And it lasted, 2 days. Nobody mm-hmm. used it after 2 days. So I'm kind of done wasting my time with those things.
I liked the idea of that. I think it was supposed to...
It was like ad-free, wasn't it? Was that the whole thing?
Yeah, and it combined a bunch of stuff into one thing.
Yeah,
so
I didn't find it the least bit useful, and apparently nobody else did.
You know what you love, though?
Ping.
Google Plus.
Oh, yeah, that's still a thing, isn't it? Well, as much as it ever was, but every so often they'll put out their stats that they have 6 billion users, when that just means that that's how many people have signed up for Gmail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Our society is so fucked up. All right, next call.
Danny from Houston, part two. I am calling back to talk about a couple of things that we did that I hadn't done before in Vegas, which is awesome because I always want to do different things and then, like, fail miserably. So one of the things we did is I went to Temptation Sunday with my friend. It was a big gay pool party at Luxor. So, you know, I'm not very seedy gay. I guess it's a thing I'm learning, but it's not my life. But we wanted to go, and I like the pool, and I like slushy drinks at the pool. And
did he just use pool as a verb?
Yes.
So my friend John, that I mentioned in the last talk, he got us a day bed that he was hoping to get comped off. $450 for this thing. The end of the story is he did get comped off. Hey, John, you're the degenerate gambling. The party itself was fun, but they need to, like, crowd control better because he paid that much money for a day bed, or could have, I guess, and it's just, like, not policed. Anybody who wants to sit anywhere or put their shit anywhere can do so. So about an hour into it, we're surrounded by people bringing their, like, Walmart bags of clothes and shit and sticking it around our day bed to have somewhere to camp. Well, at one point, this little group of children, and I mean anyone younger than me as children, sitting in a circle next to our day bed. And John gets up because he needs to go to the restroom. And he says, excuse me. And this little child looks at him and is like, can't you go around? And I looked, and John looked at me like, don't do it. Because my friends know while there are multiple cheerleaders in the world, I am the fucking head cheerleader. And I didn't do anything. John steps over him, and the little child says, you're dripping on me. I said, that's it. I'm done. I walk up to the guy that checked us in that had a manager tag on his shirt, and I'm like, here's the deal. Obnoxious over there. Needs to be fixed. We're paying too much money. And he goes and moves them. They give us all this attitude. So I accidentally kicked all of their clothes into the pool over the course of the day. It was lots of fun. Remember, head cheerleader, national champion. So they need to do a better job with that. Otherwise, we got slushy drinks in shitty souvenir glasses for $23. Refills were $18. But after 6 32-ounce Miami Vices, nobody gave a fuck. Super drunk. So that was fun. It was a good party. If we could guarantee that that would get comped off every time, it would be awesome. But otherwise, a little pricey to deal with attitude from poorly behaved millennial.
All right. Thanks for the report. We appreciate that. Sounds like an interesting crowd. I'm not sure what the connection is between the being a cheerleader and...
Oh.
Did I miss something?
No, he's just saying...
Is it like a Hallmark? You can
be a mean girl.
Huh?
Mean Girls. I mean, I don't think there were cheerleaders in the Mean Girls movie, but you can get some attitude and be like, hey, this is my territory and I'm owning it and...
I don't know the... Okay. I'm confused. As I often am... I don't know the connection between the cheerleader thing. Does cheerleaders stand their ground? Is that the... I don't fucking know. Okay, anyway, thanks for the call, Danny. Ooh, you've left me confused and a little winded.
We'll chat later.
You're going to teach me about something that I don't...
Sure.
Oh, all right. All right, moving on.
Hey, 500. This is Tom from SoCal. Vegas nerd on the Twitters. Just calling you from day 3 of a Vegas Dorito Nerds trip that you're... I'm sure you're aware of what's happening. I'm here with my buddies Al from San Diego, Rico Greenberg, Matthews in the UK, and Matthew's lovely fiance, Juliet, who I a couple of us meeting for the first time, and she's just the loveliest person. We're actually, today is Matthew's birthday, so we are celebrating that, and he's having a great time, of course, because we're in Vegas. We did 3 things in the last 2 days that I wanted to call and give a quick review of. Last night we had dinner at Lowry's Prime Rib, which is not on the Strip. It's on Flamingo across the street from Tuscany, just a couple blocks away from the Strip. Man, fantastic meal. All of us, every one of us, absolutely love that meal. And I actually loved the place before the food arrived because the dining room is very nice, simple Art Deco. And I think the coolest thing is that the uniforms that the waitress wears has remained pretty much unchanged since it opened in the, I think it was the 20s or the 30s. So that was really cool. Little throwback thing to see. So that is a fantastic meal if anybody wants to venture a little off strip for a great meal. After that, we went to go see Brilliant at the Neon Boneyard Museum, and that was unbelievable. Definitely something I'm going to do again. I just can't say enough good things about it. If you're into the old vintage Vegas stuff, it's a must do. And can't recommend it enough. And today we actually went and did the Star Wars VR thingamabob that's at the Venetian, and we all absolutely loved that as well. It was I've done the one at the MGM Grand. I can't remember what it's called, but it's in the Millennial Lounge. Anyway, this one was far and away a much better experience than that. The level of detail and the overall, the whole experience was just amazing. And we're all of us are Star Wars nerds in general, so that certainly played into our love of it. But if anybody is a Star Wars fan or not, you know, it's just, at the end of the day, it's a live-action video game, and it was super awesome. Definitely something you should check out. All right, that's it. Peace out. Bye.
All right, thanks, Tom, for that call. Appreciate it. Appreciate you representing the Vegas Doritos nerds,
mm-hmm.
since we never hear from Al from San Diego anymore.
Did he buy the drinks?
Al?
Yeah.
No, he's not paying up. I love Al, but I've given up on him.
He's gotten his lawyer involved.
I know. Ever since he got Hunkelman involved, it's all downhill. Okay, let's check in with Ed.
And Michelle, this is Ed from Riverside, part two of my trip report. Very quickly, Nacho Daddy, as good as advertised. Highly recommend the pork nachos and a pitcher of micheladas. It was just outstanding. It was money. We also stopped by the Casa Fuente cigar bar in Caesars. That was a little bit off the beaten path for us because we were mainly in downtown. We had dinner in downtown. But just great, great mojitos. And they have a cigar curator guy who actually will walk you in there and kind of help you out picking something. Assure that you don't get sick on it, basically. It's very good stuff. Very neat, just high-end. The Binion. unfortunately, they're blackjack 6-5, so it's not a good place to play cards, at least to me. But they have an awesome Breaking Bad slot machine tucked away with the rumble seats, whole thing going on. Very visually stimulating. Maybe it's been there for a long time. I never noticed it, but it was very cool. I highly recommend playing that. It was very fun. But don't play blackjack there. Definitely save it for El Cortez, Golden Gate, the D. As far as I could tell, those were all 3-2. And El Cortez, you could play $5 for, gosh, most of the time. We had our anniversary dinner at the Eiffel Tower restaurant, which was great. You kind of walk in, you walk through kind of a little kitchen area, and then you make it to a great view, and that was just neat. They treated you really well. Food's a little overpriced, but overall it was a good experience. Menu a little bit limited, but I'd still recommend it. Also did the Hash House at the Plaza. Had some hash. It was a little bland, a little overpriced, but, you know, not bad. It's probably not worth going again. I think what I'll end with is my cautionary tale with regard to edibles. I'm not a follow the directions guy. Follow the directions. definitely not. You eat too much of a chocolate edible, it might knock you in your ass, and you don't want that. So,
sounds familiar.
Keep it cool. Keep on keeping on. Thanks for everything you do, and hopefully I'll be able to have another report at the end of the summer. Take care.
All right. Thank you for that report. Yeah, I've lived that life.
Mm-hmm.
Not paying attention. Well, it wasn't that I didn't pay attention. I just ignored the directions.
Mm-hmm.
Might have overdone it a little bit with some edibles. These are the things that we learn when we're in Las Vegas, and we don't do that sort of thing normally at home. All right. It's a growing experience for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking Bad slots have been around a while. I don't know about the one of Binion's, but we've played that. I think we did a Dear Tim and Michelle, or a Gambling with Tim and Michelle a long time ago.
I think so. Maybe at the Cal.
At the Cal, right at the end of the bar.
Yeah.
I don't know if those are still there or not, but yeah, those are around. It's pretty fun. Alrighty. Next up.
Hi, Tim and Michelle. This is Brody from Dayton, Ohio. Love the show. Trip report from a couple weekends ago to Las Vegas. My wife and I went out for a few days. We'd been staying at Caesars for years, and we broke the tradition and stayed at the Link. Really liked the property overall. The rooms are very small, but thankfully, upon checking in and going up to the small room, went back down and upgraded to a junior suite. So that's a recommendation for anyone who wants to spend any amount of time in the room, like my wife and I do. Got there for a Friday night to see Elton John before he retired. Went to dinner at Hell's Kitchen beforehand because we're big Gordon Ramsay fans, and ate all the stuff you see on the TV show, lobster risotto, the scallops, beef Wellington, sticky toffee pudding, all fantastic. Highly recommend that experience. A huge bonus, though, as we were eating dinner, we heard a little bit of a hubbub and looked, and sure enough, Gordon Ramsay walked through the restaurant, walked right past us. Good evening. It was a real highlight of the trip. Then we realized that there were chefs everywhere because it was the same weekend as Las Vegas Uncorked. So on the way to Elton John, my wife saw Graham Elliott. And then after the Elton John show, Million Dollar Piano, which was phenomenal, I was playing blackjack at the Link. A drunk guy on the other side of the table looked up and said, "Hey, it's Bobby Flay." And I turned around. It wasn't Bobby Flay. It was Guy Fieri. So other people said, "Hey, that's Guy Fieri," and the drunk guy said, "Well, Bobby Flay and Guy Fieri look a lot alike," which of course they don't. Next day, went to the pool at the Link, which was astoundingly small, relatively nice, but very quickly gets into the loud oomph music. So after the morning, we were kind of done with that. Went to see Opium at Cosmopolitan, had dinner at Holstein's before, always fantastic. Opium, of course, if you're into absinthe, it's not like that, really. It is pretty good. It's not amazing. It's really kind of funny and goofy with some sexual humor and some fun acts. But overall, just good, not great. Worth a watch, but I would suggest only if you can get a cheaper ticket. Last day, we had to make our pilgrimage to Pizza Rock and had fantastic dinner there. The meatballs, by which all the meatballs are measured, fantastic. And then on our way out, stumbled into Corduroy. We had heard about that on our previous trip when one of the guys at Oak and Ivy said they were opening this new place. And so we went in, had a drink. It was fairly empty being a Sunday night, but drinks were fantastic. The vibe in there is very cool. Even down to the retro setup in the bathroom. Anyway, Corduroy is great down to the point of going into the bathroom, and they have little powder soap dispensers, which really takes you back in time to wash your hands with that gritty soap. Anyway, fantastic drinks there, and an overall wonderful trip. Really enjoy your podcast. Thanks so much for all your information. It's made our quests to Las Vegas wonderful. I think going back in the future, we'll be staying at Caesars again, just because we really love the big pool and the spa, things of that nature. The availability of the pool at the Link, you can do Harrah's or the Flamingo with your key card, but we just didn't want to make the trip. So anyway, a great time, lots of celebrities, and a wonderful Vegas weekend, the only downer being losing lots of money at the blackjack table. So next time I'll have to make that karma donation. Thank you both so much. Have a great time.
All right. Thanks for the report. We do appreciate it. I was going to mention, and I will mention, I'm about to mention, I am mentioning that if you're planning on seeing Opium at Cosmopolitan, do not pay full price. Tickets are easily available from discounters. You can even in advance, not just on the strip. So I would recommend checking Groupon for one, and also Travelzoo and Smarter Vegas. Those are sites where you will often find discounts, not only for Opium, but for other Las Vegas shows. That is my advice to you for saving money. Opium has been discounted ever since it opened, which tells me might not be doing so well. There's been some theories that it's not going to last long, but that long because ticket sales aren't great, but Time will tell. Okay. I don't know if there's any truth to that or not. The discounting is usually a concern. If it's discounted for a long period of time, probably not selling a lot of tickets full price, are they?
Can you look on the web and see the seating charts and see how many seats are available?
I don't know if you can for that one. It's not through Ticketmaster. It's through, I think it's through their own. I think that like on the Cosmo website, it puts you through to maybe Spiegel World. So I don't think you can do that on there like you can on Ticketmaster. I'll check after the show. All right, moving along.
Aloha, Tim and Michelle. This is Brian from Orange County. I just stayed at Cosmo for the first time, gambled there, drank there, ate there many times, but never had the opportunity to stay there. Basically, I went in with my card one day. I normally play at Caesars Harris Properties where I'm Diamond, but I went into Cosmo waiting for somebody to drive into town from Los Angeles, spent 5 hours playing video poker, and then a couple of days later, they offered me three comp nights, and so I took them up on it in the Chelsea Tower, and I thought the room was just wonderful, even though I didn't have a balcony. But what I thought was even more amazing was that just playing video poker that weekend, I moved up from the Velvet card status to, I think, Sterling is the next status. And then I noticed that when you do get the 2x rewards credits after you hit Sterling, it adds up really fast, and then they really start throwing comp offers at you in the mail. In just the 2 weeks since I've been back, I have gotten so many room offers, I could never use them all. Comp room offers, which I had not ever received at the Cosmo before, even though I had, you know, played video poker there lightly. So glad that they're doing that. And then about the drink tickets at the bar, between my husband and I, the drink tickets were coming out so fast, we could not drink them all, and we were giving them to the people around us, and it was nice that George at Chandelier mentioned several times on the down low, they'll float those for 24 hours as a courtesy to hotel guests especially. You really don't have to use them within the 2 hours. Anyway, love the show. Have a great forever.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
I like that. Yeah, thanks for that report. This brings up something that I think is valuable to discuss once in a while, and we have not in a long time, but it came up again on the Facebook group today. There's a common misperception about hotel room comps being tied to your card level.
Mm-hmm.
The example on the Facebook group, somebody said, you know, I'm Diamond at Caesars Properties, and my room offers are not nearly as good as some friends of mine who are only Platinum.
Mm-hmm.
It's not typically tied to your card level. The casinos look at your theoretical loss. So it's based on how much you're gambling on average per day.
Wow.
And then calculating, depending on the game, how much they expect to make from that. They'll give you a percentage back as comps. So if you play a little bit a day over a long period of time, for example, and manage to get Diamond, or if you get it in part because of credit card points or something and then add on to that, your daily average might be much lower than somebody who goes in like Brian and plays really heavily for 6 hours in one day.
Mm-hmm.
At the same property, he'll have an average that's higher and thus will get better offers. So if you're confused why you have a certain card level and you're getting worse offers than friends who have a lower card level, that is why. Your card level does not matter. So that is my educational portion of this show for
the
you
more
today.
You know.
Do. All right, final call of the week.
Hey, Tim and Michelle, it's D-Rock from Ohio. I am at the Poison and Cheap Trick concert in Cincinnati, and taking a cue from you guys, or more specifically the guy behind you when you saw them in Vegas, I keep shouting out smooth jazz with my brothers, and nobody else seems to be joining in with us. Anyway, thanks for all you do. Talk to you later.
Thanks for trying to make it a thing. I appreciate it. Some things that we talk about here catch on, others don't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing the Binion take traction, though.
Oh, really?
Well, we had a caller mention it earlier. There was a reference to it on the Facebook group a couple days ago. Somebody mentioned Binions, and one of the responses was, when I read this, I couldn't help but think of the Binion.
The Binion.
So it's going places. All right. Thank you to all of our callers. We do appreciate it. Good information this week, as always. Before we go, we have some Karma donations made via PayPal that we'd like to thank some folks for, including Matt. First time back in Vegas since 2004, three nights at the Mirage. I know. Hope it is. I think Matt might have asked. I'm not sure if it was Matt. Someone on the Facebook group recently said they were returning to Vegas for the first time in a while. And they're like, has anything changed? I'm like, oh, yeah.
A few things.
You're in for a lot of changes. So
have fun.
Hope that it's wonderful and that you're excited by all the changes since you were last there. Patrick said, keep up the great work. Need some extra karma next week. Well, I hope you get it. Wish you luck. Have a great time.
Yes.
Keith in Texas, a little karma donation for a trip next week, June 17th through the 22nd, for some comp nights at Bellagio with my wife to celebrate our 24th anniversary. Well, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Love the show and hope to be able to catch this week's podcast while on our flight out Sunday. Well, you should, because it's Saturday night and I'm going to post it as soon as we're done recording.
Hooray.
Hooray. Congratulations on your anniversary and have a wonderful trip. Our friends Damon and Chris from the UK, they're two of the, how many people were at our UK meetup? Our
six,
London meetup,
seven?
Six, seven. Well, they are two of them.
Yep.
Two of our friends from London. They are headed back to Las Vegas. Karma donation for their upcoming trip and for England in the World Cup, which based on the comments that Damon made, I'm guessing they're not expected to do very well. I don't know
usually,
shit about soccer.
From the little I know, England usually doesn't do very well despite the entire country wanting them to.
Well, better than the United States, who aren't even in it. I know that much. Way to shit the bed, USA. All right, Scott with a karma donation for an upcoming trip at the end of June. Keep up the great work. Thank you. We will
Thank
try.
You.
And finally, Jenny with a karma donation. She said, when I was here in April, I forgot to donate before my trip. Within 2 hours of my karma donation, I got a hand pay. Coincidence? Probably. Oh, I'd say coincidence, definitely. thought it may carry over to my May trip, but it didn't. I'm not risking it this time. Just landed. Well, thank you very much for thinking of
yes.
us, and good luck, and hope that it works out for you, and hope you all have wonderful trips.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Anything before we go?
Nope.
All right. Let's wrap things up. 500bymidnight.com is our website. 500@gmail.com is the email address. You can find us on Twitter. I am 500. She is Anita Martini. If you need me, I'll be watching city council meetings and planning commission meetings and watching our process at work. I do find city government and county government far more interesting than watching federal government stuff.
Yeah.
That bores me to tears. But this local stuff where you got, you know, any old guy just climbing up to the podium to give his thoughts has potential, as you've recently learned. All right. 702-866-9494 is the phone number. We'd love to hear from you. Leave us a voicemail message. Share your reviews, your experiences, blah, blah, blah. As always, thank you for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We do appreciate it, and we will be back soon with another show. Until then, have a wonderful week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.